There are two public hearings on the agenda, and they're both the third round. So the first one is about the Public Safety Commission.
Yes.
And the Public Safety Commission had recommended some changes, including a name change, which the Assembly eventually disagreed with at the last meeting. And why now are we at a third public hearing?
That was brought up by one of the Assembly members that just requested that be held over. I'm not sure why, but it does open up the opportunity to continue to speak for whatever position that you wanted to have on that ordinance. To be specific about the change that was recommended by the commission itself was they wanted to have the name changed to include a sensibility about wellness or health in the community, because so much of what the police department is working with right now are so-called crimes, but I mean, often they're not crimes. They're just issues that develop in the community due to substance abuse and behavioral issues that have to do with mental illness. So it's important. I mean, and that's changing all over the country, where most infractions of law are maybe embedded, you know, in behavioral issues and substance abuse. So they wanted to see that acknowledged, but the Assembly so far hasn't seen it that way.
Also, a third public hearing on an ordinance that would revise the process for amending the Helisky map.
Yes, that has been on the agenda for a couple of weeks, months actually, a long time. And that is supposed to describe the process by which the community will move every 3 years to amend or not the Helisky map, that is those areas of the borough that would be allowed for Heliskiing or disallowed. And we are trying to, you know, formulate a process that has some, you know, structure to it. So that's what that ordinance tries to do.
So there are also a couple of resolutions on the agenda, two of which would authorize change orders. One of those change orders would allow for the extension of the contract for the wastewater treatment plant upgrades.
Oh, right. I think that's just a time thing. I'm not quite sure what the issue is, but the contractor needs a little bit of an extension on the contract. It has nothing to do with money. It has to do with time.
Then there's also one for the contract for the marine mammal observation with ProHNS for the small boat harbor expansion project.
Right. Now, these are expenses that are paid for with the GO bond fund, so it's not money taken out of the borough. It's grant approved. There is a law that states that any construction that's in the marine land, water, every construction site has to have people monitoring the waters to see if there are mammals using those waters, and if there are, then the construction has to be shut down until that mammal goes away. So in order to ensure that that happens, you have to have people watching. So we have had, as you recall, the construction on the harbor was supposed to maybe be completed by this time. Our original contract with ProHNS was for the marine mammal observation to take place through October. Then it got extended until some other time. And now we are in the winter, and there are different procedures in watching at nighttime. As you can imagine, nighttime starts now at about 4 o'clock, and then it starts, and then it lasts until about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. So it's much more expensive, because we have to have boats, and we have to have lights, and we have to have people on shore and in the boats. And so we have to extend the contract. This is both a time extension and a money extension.
All right. One ordinance being introduced, and that is an ordinance related to the new parks code. It would amend the code to designate minor offense fines for penalties.
Oh, yes.
In that newly adopted section of code.
Oh my, yes, minor offenses. As you know, that's this community's favorite thing. We live in a community that has lots of rules, I must say, and then we like to monitor what everybody's doing. And apparently, this is a code amendment that will establish a fee for the penalty that you have to pay if you put your tent and sleep in a campground on an area of a park area that is not allowed. And I'm sorry, I can't remember where those are. You have to have manager approval. And of course, that's, I think everyone in the community knows there's always been manager approval for camping, you know, during the Brew Fest and during other, you know, events that bring people to town. But I think this is probably focused more on just people camping.
Finally, the assembly may approve a design concept for the Portage Cove sport boat launch and parking design. Is this the final step towards moving into the design phase for that part of the project?
Mm-hmm. And it's been questioned like whether or not this is actually, you know, a requirement, but because it's somewhat controversial, I think that the staff and the other advisory groups would like to see it move forward. Certainly, I'm sure that the design engineers would like to know that the assembly has approved the design. But it has gone through Parks and Rec and the Ports and Harbor Advisory Committee.